Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A group of local librarians expressed their concerns at a public hearing regarding the Campbell County Commission's decision to cut almost $42,000 in library funding from the 1% sales tax. Members of the group expressed concern about the loss of funding due to inaccurate and incomplete information and said the library is being punished for protecting the right and freedom to read. It was also expressed that the decision possibly is a violation of the First Amendment. 16 people have applied for the two open seats on the Campbell County Public Library Board. The seats are currently filled by Nancy Stovall, who has reached her maximum terms, and Miranda Finn, who is not reapplying. The commissioners will interview the applicants and announce their choice at their next meeting. Monday morning, a sculpture memorializing the 8 University of Wyoming cross-country runners who were killed by a drunk driver in 2001 was installed. According to the news record, a small group gathered in front of M&K Oil as the sculpture of a 6-foot bronze winged shoe was lowered onto its platform. The sculpture was created by local artist and dentist Dr. Patrick Love of Powder River Dental. The shoe faces north, the direction that the memory of the 8 run starts in each September. Replicas of the sculpture will be sent to the families of each of the victims. The Elks Lodge in Gillette is hosting its annual Flag Day today, celebrating starting at 4 p.m. at Lasting Legacy Park. The event starts with a hot dog feed, and the flag presentation starts at 6 p.m. The hot dog feed will continue after the flag presentation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.